look at the epistle today, we see there in the gospel, we see virtues outlined, and it's important for us to understand why the church puts those there on this Holy Family Sunday, of course, because those are virtues that are necessary for the family. And we want to understand in our own individual families and in society the war the devil stirs against those virtues. And the means to fight that war, very specifically in a tactical way, a very pinpoint way. What virtues do we struggle with in ourselves and our families that are listed in today's epistle and gospel? How do we get to those virtues? How do we identify what opposes those virtues and get that out of our life? And in society, understanding what nourishes rebellion, what nourishes anger, pornography, what nourishes that anti-family, anti-God in our society? And are we fighting that in our families, in our society, by prayer, by the action that God wants us to follow? When we speak of the family, of course, there is the fourth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. And these are duties, duties of parents, duties of children. These are not options. But we lose sight of that, unfortunately, our obligations to each other, to God through each other. To respect parents is required in God's plan. Unfortunately, today in society, at every turn, children are taught rebellion. If parents are not vigilant, great harm and defects come as the soul of the child is formed. Children are bound to respect parents, and how do this in a world that preaches rebellion? Thus, they must guard and be guarded. They must be guided. They must be taught to identify their lives, the dangers to God, God's plan for them. And as we think about virtues, of course, it is the obligation of parents, adults, to model those for children because they have life experience. They should have those virtues or be striving for them and know the means to acquire them. And they know their children best, and God gives them the grace to help them inspire their children and lead them in virtue. Parents, is this happening? Are you guiding them? Are you inspiring them? Children, are you following the path of nature or of grace? Are we Catholic at church only or always? What influences do you allow in your lives? Do we allow? Are we even aware of those influences and how they draw us to or away from God? Too often we think, well, this is just some kind of an indifferent action. We need to realize, take to heart the epistle, whatever we do, we're doing for Jesus. Are we aware of the influence on ourselves and others in this regard? It's not just our own souls. The influence on your friends and family and your siblings, if you follow God's path or not, of the account that you must give for that influence, and let it be to your credit, not to the detriment. Parents have sacred duties to instruct in religion, both by word and example. This is important too, since many think, well, that's the school's job. And so what happens at home? What is taught? What is practiced at home? On the practical level, is there the daily family rosary? Is there reinforcing what teachers are teaching at school on every level? How many parents allow children free rein with companions, internet, music, wandering the halls at Mass? These are serious things God will expect an account of, a lack of duty, a lack of vigilance, if it be there. And why is it that not all, but some, perhaps many, are granted dangerous liberties? Is it because it's easier not to oppose them? But is that not the very nature of being a parent? To identify faults, to inspire love of God over self. But how often, even in a Catholic home, are children led to admire more secularism, materialism? Parents can speak of religion, and they must, but it is the priority of example that is observed and followed. Perhaps this is why there is a lack of vocations in our parish. They're not valued or fostered as they should be by parents in the home. And tell me, what would you think of a parent who they're raising their child and they have a critical decision to make, and the parent fails to do their job to guide that child to make the proper, the correct decision? What path we follow in life is, bar none, the most critical decision of our life that impacts many souls. Often we hear we want to give back. People want to show their gratitude, serve their country, for the great country we live in, where we have the freedom to actually practice our faith, where many parts of the world, it's not there. And if we're not careful, we're going to lose that very soon. People want to give back. Where is our sense of duty to God to pay back for the great benefits we receive from the Holy Church and vocations? St. John Bosco tells us a third of all young people are called to serve God as priests or religious. Does that sound shocking? It's far easier to pass the buck, is it not? Oh, that's not my children. That's got to be somebody else. In the meantime, Holy Church labors with a desperate lack of vocations, as is made obvious as I stand here and the very reason that I stand here. Let us pray to know the truth for the strength to properly foster vocations in our family, to give back to God as is his plan, again, lest Holy Church wither and die. Perhaps our parish will be taken away simply from a lack of vocations. That's the trajectory we're on. What is at the root? Too often parents see success only as material. Again, we can talk all we want. It is the example that is going to be followed. What is the priority? What is valued in the home? They have not the will or desire to look beyond this world, sometimes some people, and see the eternal consequences of vocations followed or not. Indeed, St. Francis of Assisi's own father denounced him. But tell me, dear parents, what do you imagine he thinks now in the light of eternity, seeing his son, the great Francis of Assisi, and the great success, the great wealth he has before God for eternity, the great number of souls he's brought on that same path of success and wealth for eternity? And there is a good book on archive.org by Philippe Dupamoux, a French bishop in the 1800s. It's called The Child. And since Kate Anderson translated it, you may find it under her name or associated with this, that name. So if you put in The Child, Kate Anderson, on archive.org, you may find that book. I would encourage you to read it. Make sure it's the right book, the right author, Philippe Dupamoux. And pray that that be fruitful. You use that for God's purpose, for why he inspired that book to be written. Parents and youth alike must seek to nourish a spirit of work ethic against the tide of ever-weakening self-control and ever-growing ease of life that saturates our world and seeks to envelop us all. And this is often another reason why vocations are not followed. It's hard work. What does our Lord teach us in the gospel today? Detachment from family. We have to be attached to God first. Because if we're not, we can't follow his path. We're going to follow our own. But it is only bad news if we give way to this, if we resist God. But if we resist nature, if we're vigilant, we can follow God's way. Let us not fail the infant King Jesus, but rather let us be vigilant in our opposition to all that opposes him and his will in our lives, daily lives, especially in regards to vocation as well. This opposition is first and foremost, we must have this opposition to the enemy within. So let us become more aware with our guardian angel's help to seek and to fight the battle within, to first subdue the stubborn flesh we all struggle with in one way or another, and let us never lose sight of the eternal consequences of success or failure in this regard. And yes, this is a battle, a great battle, but far greater is the reward for those who choose to succeed, to work hard in forming their own souls and that of others as is God's plan. And how can we do this? It's hard work. Our nature opposes that, and so we need the home enthronement. We need the daily rosary. We want to remember those promises. How does the enthronement pertain to the family? Of the 12 popular or most known promises, there are many others, of the 12 most known promises of the Sacred Heart, for those that practice that devotion, what is there? There is peace in families. When we see so much strife. Words are great, but words are no replacement for the actual battle we almost fight every day. Parents and youth, do you know how to fight that battle? Are you aware of the means to do so? Do you use them? They are the enthronement, the rosary, your daily spiritual exercises, Catholic meditation, morning night prayers, rosary, spiritual reading, exam of conscience on a daily basis. These are important today and critical for tomorrow. Most important is devotion to our Blessed Mother as we approach times perhaps more challenging to faith and morals than we have already known. So let us ask our Blessed Mother and our Guardian Angel to guide us through time to eternal happiness. Jesus, meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.